Now, with house prices literally going through the roof, if you wondered whether rather than moving home with all the expense and upheaval that involves, you might actually be better adding onto the value of your existing property, while at the same time making it more comfortable to live in for a fraction of the cost by simply looking at redesigning what you already own, then I have someone here who might have the answer. So it's my pleasure to introduce Bijal Shah, who runs her own interior design business in Little Dunmow. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Bijal.
Good afternoon, Scott, and thank you for inviting me on your show.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
What you've just said is very, very true. I mean, house prices, as we, you just have to look at the local news and national news, and what we're seeing is the house prices are going through the roof. In some cases, they're exceeding pre-financial the prices pre-financial crisis of 2007. And what people are finding is they are getting a lot less for their money than what they already own. As a result, people are now making changes to their current homes rather than moving. You just have to look at your local paper to see the number of planning applications being submitted.
Right. Okay. We'll get on to all of this in a moment. But first off, let's hear a little bit about you. How did you get into interior design, and when did you start your own business?
Well, this is interesting. I previously worked for an IT corporate company.
Very different.
Yes, very different. And then I just wanted a change, and my husband spotted a talent for interior design, and he said, "You seem to have a natural flair there, so why not go for it?" I trained at the KLC School of Design in Chelsea. And then set up my own business in 2004 and 5, but I had to take some time out following the imminent arrival of my daughter.
I can understand that.
Yes. And now she's in full-time school. This has enabled me to go back into business again.
Seems reasonable to me. So is your business targeted more at property developers and professionals, or do you also look after things for us mere mortals?
No, we cater for everyone. It's true, we do look after commercial aspects like hotels, offices, restaurants and so on. But we also do it in the residential market. So, for example, if somebody wants an individual room done, like their kitchen, their bedroom, bathrooms, we can do that. Or if they want a complete home makeover, that's also possible. Now, they might people might just be looking for a service which includes things like decorating and refurbishing, what we call interior design. Mm. Or they might want major structural work, which is what we call interior architecture. So things like creating open planned spaces, changing entire floor layouts, redesigning kitchens and bathrooms, extensions, conversions, new builds.
You name it, you do it. But do you do just the design, or do you do the whole thing?
Well, we do the whole thing. I mean, basically, what's really wonderful about the service we offer is that we are flexible and adaptable to the client's needs. So if they want a complete end-to-end service, which includes design, sourcing and implementation to give them that finished article, we can do that. Or if they just want help with the design, again, we can do that.
Now, assuming that a total makeover is out of the question, because most of us couldn't move out, you couldn't shift everything everywhere, are there any particular areas where you think that the value and comfort could best be added to the property? And also, now I take the point that all properties are very different, but is there an order in which you'd suggest that any improvements should be made?
Yes, there is. I mean, the first thing, whatever property you have, is first of all, look at the structure. Make sure it's safe, secure, insulated and protected from external elements. So things like, sort out things like broken windows, loose roof tiles or guttering. Mm-hmm. Secondly, is there any underlying problems? For example, dampness, wood rot, infestations, mm-hmm. address those. They will not go away. They will just build and become even worse than what they are.
Yes.
Next, look at things like, if you live in an older property, look at the wiring, the plumbing, central heating, and, you know, bring it more up to date and make sure it's compliant with existing rules and regulations. That's very important.
Ah, but wait a minute. Is it so important on certain regulations? For example, I saw that staircases, there are all sorts of rules and regulations governing those. And our staircase at home would not comply. But, as I understand it, that isn't a problem unless you actually decided to replace the staircase.
Exactly.
Then you would have to...
Yes, that's right. If you're going to have major work done, then building, in a lot of instances, if you're having like your entire layout restructured or staircases replaced, then yes, building regulations do apply.
Yes, yeah.
But otherwise, they don't. If you're just making alterations, simple alterations, fine. But major structural work, then yes, you have to look into building regulations. I mean, one of the things I always say to people is, if you're unsure, ring up your planning department or your building regulations. They are really helpful and they will advise you. If you're not sure, it's something I've done several times. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, look, I'm going to put you right on the spot. Now, I know you can only generalise, but broadly speaking, what sort of budget should you be thinking about for, say, a new bathroom or kitchen or living room on an average house?
Okay, this is a tough one, and it is.
Well,
you speak to any builder, and my God, they will give you a huge range. I mean, there are so many variables involved. I mean, for example, where you live, the size of the room, are you having structural work done? Ease of access, to take materials in and remove the rubbish out. The type of fixtures and fittings. I've seen customers who blow their budgets on the final fixtures and fittings and forget about paying the labourer and the materials associated. So if you were to take two identical bathrooms, for example, in one bathroom, you're not changing it, the sanitary ware, you're going for budget items, off-the-shelf products, you could be looking at £4,000 to £6,500.
Right.
If you had a labourer, but if you were to do it yourself, you could be talking about £3,000.
I don't think so. If I did it myself, it would be double that because I'd have to get somebody in to try and put it all right afterwards.
Whereas on the other hand, if you had, say, another bathroom where you wanted to change the sanitary ware where the WC was positioned, etc.,
yes.
You went for more mid-range products and things, you could be looking for at prices anything from £7,000 to £16,000. It really is a huge range, but it really all depends on what you're having done.
All right. Now, look, we all know that money's pretty tight for us all. So what I'm going to do now is to ask you if you've got any pointers or suggestions that anyone can easily take to make improvements. What are the sort of areas that they should start looking at first? And I'm talking here about not necessarily calling anybody in, but just saying, let's make some general improvements.
Yeah. First and foremost, declutter. I mean, just remove anything in your house you're not using for 2 years. And I know we all have this. Every single person has this.
I'm waiting for the ceiling to cloud.
I mean, look at your loft, your attics. How many things do we have that in the garages and so on? Let's face it. You'll be surprised. I mean, even in your living rooms, things you don't use for 2 years, even just by removing it, you will just create amazing space. You'll have so much more space to live in and, make more of. Second thing, painting, let's face it. Most of us can do a bit of painting, and it's easy, quick, cheap.
Not me. I let my missus do it, because otherwise when it goes wrong, it'll be all my fault. So I usually say, you get on with it then.
Painting is great because it just freshens up a room.
Yes.
And, there are so many options there. So you can look at painting. The next thing is carpets. If you've got worn out carpets, replace them.
Yes.
For heaven's sake. Or have them steam cleaned. That's another option. But again, check manufacturer's recommendations. I always say that. You can spruce up your lighting, replace your blinds, curtains, that doesn't cost a lot. The other thing that's been very, very in the last few years is upcycling. Now, you can find this on so many websites.
Upcycling?
Upcycling is where you recycle all furniture, accessories, even appliances, and make use of them in other forms and shapes. So, for example... you could have an old piece of a really heavy-duty curtain. You could turn that into a cushion or something. So it's just reusing what you have rather than throwing it away.
Good advice there.
And there's lots of websites, by the way, that give you ideas. So definitely look on the internet for that.
Now, that's all good advice, but if anyone is thinking of a full makeover, well, not necessarily a full makeover, but a pretty heavy makeover, I believe you offer a free, no-obligation meeting, is that so?
Yes, that is.
And what sort of area would you cover?
Basically anything within an hour. So I tend to come out to Brentwood, Chigwell, Epping, mm-hmm. so I do all those areas, you know, North London.
Yes.
And the current client I'm talking to is in Edgware in North London.
All right. Right. And what does this consist of? Would you give it? You obviously like to give some contact details, but I just wonder what happens. What your advice consists of?
Basically, the very first meeting, what we do is we come along, we talk to the client, find out what they're trying to do, mm-hmm. Look at what stage they're at in the project, because sometimes they've already started the work. Mm-hmm. Find out how much they know about the rules and regulations. You know,
yes.
things like planning permission, you know, do they know they have to apply for it, those sort of things. What is it they're trying to achieve and why?
Yes.
And literally how we can help them.
And you give them a few pointers that you
yes.
should think about this
yes.
way or that way or whatever.
Yes, that's right. Very much so.
Mm, all right. All good stuff. So now, if anybody would like to contact you, how do they do it?
Well, first and foremost, go to our website. That's beejalshah.com. That's one word, beejalshah.com.
Right.
Or alternatively, give me a call on 01371 821 962.
It's probably best to go to your website because the number will be on there anyway.
Yes, that's right. It will be.
well, great stuff. Thank you very much indeed for coming in for all of that and all of the information. And we'll be putting all the details up, of course, on the 123 show page. And thanks very much indeed, as I say, for coming in to see us today.
Thank you, Scott.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye.